I still remember the first front squats I did, and I thought, there's not a chance in hell I'm ever going to get used to this position.
Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance.
Eventually, something just went, and it's like, oh, it's actually one of my best, my favorite shapes now to do. But I remember I was so hip dominant with it. I was wanting to tip forwards. I kept dropping it off the front. But actually, once you get that upright torso and you allow that knee dominant pattern to happen, it's kind of like just take my ego out of it. I'm going to go light, find the shape, and it grooves in, and all of a sudden you find it. And I remember that rack position on the front, just feeling like I'm never going to get used to this either. And wrists being flexible enough to actually get underneath to do all that. With practice, it comes. And all of a sudden you just figure it out. When you do a back squat, it's far more posterior chain. So the hamstring and glutes are going to get more involved. When you do a front squat, it's very much the quads and it's knee dominant, far, far more. I always liken it to, you know, if you were using the old leg machines like the bodybuilders do, the back squats and deadlifts are like leg curls, and then front squats are like leg extensions. They're working the quads far, far more directly. So once we've got that all balanced up, it balances up not only movement patterns you can produce, both vertical movements and horizontal movements with the hip dominant or knee dominant. But in terms of the strength around the knee, it balances that all up a lot more, and injury prevention, reduction, stabilizing your knee better. That's all going to help with that. For me, I'm really bony on my collarbones. I'm one of these people with really prominent collarbones. And my AC joint, well, I separated my shoulder as well. It's a real bump that sticks up. It actually pops up. But you find that being able to drive, if you're doing the full position there, driving those elbows forwards and just a tiny little shrug of the shoulders. You don't need to be like right up here, but just, I refer to it as like making a meat shelf. You need the meat of your deltoids there, taking the bar. And once you kind of find where that is, and especially if you're even in this cross grip, if you can imagine like you're pushing your elbows forwards and feel how that activates your lats under your armpits as well, to make that structure, that stabilizes the spine so much better to keep you in an upright position as well. It starts to change the game a bit on how the balance feels. So rather than feeling like you're lifting the elbows up more at the shoulders, feel like you actually fire your lats under your armpits to project your elbows forwards just a little bit. That creates a little bit more of a shrugging action, but it also just tensions up all the muscles around the shoulder so the guy ropes are not just pulling tight from the top, but are kind of drawing underneath to keep it really rigid. And see how that feels. I think push your elbows forwards. That might help. And you'll find your lats come on a little bit more. It's exactly the same cue I use with fighters for keeping the guard up as well. Rather than think about hold your arms up, I say about point your elbows at your opponent. I refer to it as like elephant tusks. Stick them forward and the hands sort themselves out. But so many fighters actually think about lifting their arms, their guard up. And what they end up with is an upright forearm and they arm here rather than here. That's actually the guard you want with your elbow pointing forward. So yeah, it changes the game there. It's a useful pattern all round. It's not just lower body. There's lots of good stuff with the upper body that's working well off of that. Robust fighters have that, or they switch the lats on and do that kind of stuff all the time. But yeah, you can certainly drill it in your strength exercises too.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit Heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.